Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we are going to explore a prescription from January 11th, 2018, and it goes like this. Turn a complaint into a lesson and then manifest something beautiful out of the lesson. 2 weeks ago, we looked closely at our thoughts. In today's discussion, I invite you to look carefully at specific kinds of thoughts, complaints. Years ago, I was part of a study group doing exercises inside of one of Wayne Dyer's books, and one of the exercises was to spend a few days noticing and tallying up the number of times you complained. I thought, being such a conscious gal, I wasn't going to find that I complained very much. Oh, I was absolutely shocked at how often I was complaining. Now, because I was doing this exercise with a group of people, when we reported our results back to the group, it was interesting to notice the trends. Some people leaned heavily in complaining about politicians and politics. For others, it was family. For others, it was the performance or success in their lives or the lack of it. For still others, they complained about themselves to themselves, never being good enough at anything that they did. Most people also complained about multiple areas of their lives, but one area was usually more predominant. In my case, it was complaining about people in my life, if I felt like they had inconvenienced me or bothered me, and it's still something I have to watch out for. As I may have talked about in one of my earlier discussions, I grew up in a family where complaining about people is what we ate for dinner. We judged people at the table, people in our lives, and that was a way of trying to make ourselves better or feel better about ourselves. It was a terrible habit. I'm pretty sure that if my mom and dad were alive today and had all of the tools and resources that we have for self-awareness, it would be a very different story. But back then, that was kind of a sideways form of therapy. So I grew up complaining. And it's terrible, right? You're just ranking on your energy. So I would invite you to do this same exercise. Spend 3 days noticing what you tend to complain about. Do you find yourself complaining about COVID, money, health, politics, what family and friends are doing or are not doing, religious ideals, etc.? So on the first day, I recommend keeping a tally every time you have a complaining thought, whether or not you say it out loud. On day two, continue tallying and notice if there is a pattern. What do you complain about most? On day three, still keep tallying, but also see if you can notice what happens just before you have the complaining thought. What sets it off? And then journal your discoveries. Now, if you're on track with receiving these and listening to them before we meet again, you've got about 5 days, which is enough time to do the tally for 3 days and the meditation, which I would encourage you to do. Then in our holding meditation, take your predominant complaint into meditation for transformation, and I'll see you there.